Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by, hang out, have some breakfast, enjoy a cup of coffee with me, jump on the microphone. We can talk about pretty much anything, but we do have that Seize the Deal right now. It has gone live at seizethedeal.com. Let me turn off the music here. And you can go to seizedeal.com right now and you can get yourself $50 to Rochelle's for just $25. So I don't know why you wouldn't be jumping on that deal, because everything that they have here is amazing. So come on by and try it for yourself and get that deal before it is gone. Because as I said earlier, those deals sell out very quick, especially when I'm out on the road. As I was telling the story earlier, there's a tendency that when I go somewhere, I do the broadcast, we put it on sale, I pack up, I go back to the station. By the time I get there, they're gone. So you don't want to miss out. I can tell you right now, we're about halfway sold out already on these gift certificates. So jump on seizethedeal.com right now. It's only been 8 minutes, and they're already more than half gone. So you want to jump on seizethedeal.com right now and get them before they are gone. Also, Skeddy did send an app chat message. Yep, Skeddy, I was aware with that last caller what was going on. I had my hand on the dump button ready to go. So I am aware. I just think he's got me confused with somebody else. That's not even me at all. So anyway, also, if I was working as a paver, wouldn't I be out paving instead of sitting here eating food and drinking coffee and talking on the radio? But anyway, so we were talking about some of the big local stories earlier this morning. Of course, what was going on with the stabbing that happened at the Dartmouth Mall. And then also the story of Dr. Heather Larkin, the former guidance director at Greater New Bedford Voc Tech, who admitted to ethics violations and paid a $10,000 penalty. So that's a story that you can read all the details of at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. There was also a few other stories that I wanted to hit on. But one of them is a warning about another scam. So this is from WCVB. We try to let you know when we hear about these scams because we want you to be aware. We don't want you to fall for one. But this is from WCVB Channel 5, and the headline of the story is Boston woman loses $12,000 in sleight of hand scam at ATM. So this woman says she was scammed out of thousands of dollars by a man who claimed to be helping her at an ATM. Megan Bates said she was in East Boston Friday afternoon when she decided to take out cash for lunch from a walk-up Bank of America ATM in Central Square. She said that about 10 seconds after she started walking away from the ATM following her withdrawal, a man called her over to the machine. According to Bates, the man said there was still money in the ATM's cash dispenser slot, and she saw a $10 bill sticking out of it. She also said the man stated there was something wrong with the ATM and pointed to a blinking red light on the machine. He said, "Give me your card," and he took my card out of my hand and put it in the machine. He's like, "Put your PIN number in." He's like, "You have to close the transaction because it's still open. It happened so fast, I didn't even really think about it." She thought the man was being nice and trying to help her until the next day when she looked at her bank statement and saw three withdrawals of $4,000 each had been made from her account. She later realized the debit card she had in her pocket was not her own, but a card that belonged to someone named Victor. She said somehow between when the card came out of the ATM again, he switched the cards. I don't even know how he did it. Sleight of hand, I mean, the guy was a magician. Bates reported what happened to Boston Police and the Bank of America, but she is left wondering how this could have happened with all the safeguards in place that prevent ATM withdrawals of more than $500 from being made from her account at one time. So there is a possible case of identity theft here because the scammer made withdrawals through a teller. So in addition to just the regular theft, but imagine that. Somebody's trying to help. Hey, you left money in the ATM. And you go over there, and again, sleight of hand. Stole her debit card and swapped it out with somebody else's. And I'm sure Victor was somebody else he stole a card from, too. Just steal one and pass that one on to the next person. And now that's something else we've got to worry about. See, when I'm at the ATM, I will wait or go to a different ATM if there's anybody around. Because I just don't trust anybody. If I'm using my card at a gas pump, I always check to see if there's a skimmer on there. I always grab the little thing and pull and see if it's loose at all. Because I just don't trust anybody. I went to the bank on Saturday morning because there was a little bit of discrepancy. I saw something online that said that I could take out up to $1,500 in cash. And I needed to get, cash for this ghost event that I was doing. And so it said, you can take out up to $1,500 online. And then I was like, that doesn't sound right because I thought it was $500. And then I went to the bank to confirm and they told me it was $500. So she's like, do you want to just take the withdrawal out as a transaction instead of going to the ATM? And I said, well, yeah, I'm going to have to because it's more than $500. And she's like, how much do you need? And I looked around and I leaned forward and I whispered and I said, I need $1,000 because I didn't want anybody to know how much money I was getting. I don't even trust the other people in the bank. So if somebody tells you at the ATM, hey, you left money in the ATM, and there's a $10 bill, say, keep it, and walk away. Because you didn't leave any money in the ATM. It's not like it's the payphone, where you didn't get your quarter change. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Yeah, you got to be careful with ATMs nowadays, especially in the city,
Didn't you already call once already?
No.
You're not the same person that called at the end of the hour that mistook me for someone else?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I'm a new caller.
Okay.
But
so have you had a similar experience?
Yeah, I actually 10 years ago I got robbed at an ATM on Rockdale Avenue. But you got to be careful,
Was it a scam or did somebody just stick you up?
No, it just stuck me up.
Did they end up catching the person?
Well, I got the money, then I came out and I got robbed. I mean, it was $50, not anything major, but, gas money,
Right. Well, and also the trauma of the experience.
Well, I mean, I wasn't traumatized. It was only $50. But you just got to be careful,
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Have a good day. All right. Now, I'm going to take a break here coming up in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in. And I also told you I was going to tell you the details on the Doobie Brothers. If you haven't heard about this yet, we have a contest at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers on Monday, August 12th at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. And again, as I mentioned last year, this was our biggest contest that we did. Our biggest ticket giveaway all year was for the Doobie Brothers. And the number of entrants is already looking like it's going to surpass that. We're only 2 days into the contest here. So if you want to enter to win, just go to WBSM.com or the app, find the the Doobie Brothers contest there. It's right at the top of the website. Enter in all your information, and if you're a winner, Casey will reach out to you and tell you, and you sign everything electronically. She sends you the tickets electronically. Couldn't be any easier. So if you want to enter to win, do that now at WBSM.com. When I get back to the station, we'll pick today's winner, and Casey will reach out to you if that is you, and you'll be on your way to see the Doobies. It's one of the many, many great concerts. We've got something to give away every week here, all through the summer and into the fall, and it's thanks to our friends at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. So if you haven't been into Stevie's, it is the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. You can sample a lot of the items that they have before you make the purchase. So you're not really sure if it's something that you're going to like. You can test it out for yourself first. So stop by Stevie's on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, or follow them on Instagram and Facebook so you can know about all their great pop-up tastings and promotions and special sales and giveaways that they have as well. They have their own batch of tickets that they're going to be giving away throughout the course of the summer, too, with different things that they have going on. So you could be part of that, too. But right now, WBSM.com, the WBSM app, enter to win those Doobie Brothers tickets, and you could be today's winner. And we'll pick a winner each day this week. And again, you'll get notified by Casey. You don't even have to come down to the station to sign anything or to pick anything up. Also, let me just give you a quick update here. Grab this mouse here. I got two different mice here and three different computers. Right now, we're still a little bit over half sold out on those Rochelle's Seize the Deal certificates. So get those now before they're gone at seizethedeal.com. You can get $50 to Rochelle's, two $25 tickets for just $25. Just taking a look at the app chat. That's okay, Skeddy. I knew that you meant Tim, not Tom. That's okay. My grandmother used to make that same mistake. She said, I had to call the Dartmouth police this weekend about Bank of America. She wants to call back and share her experience. Tell you what, after the break, if you want to, Skeddy, you can. Just because we want to make sure that people are aware of these scams. But yeah, I know my grandmother used to call me Tommy all the time because I have a cousin Tommy. I have a sister Jamie, and I have a cousin Amy. And so it was always Timmy, Tommy, Jamie, Amy. She'd like go through the whole list before she got the name right. Let me take a quick call here. I hope this isn't that same person calling back again. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for years.
And I don't think you're a first-time caller. I think you're the same guy that's been calling all morning.
Nah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Lose our number. Anyway, let's take a break. 508-996-0500. So I'm not answering any more calls from Anonymous. So if you have a phone number that comes up as Anonymous and you want to call in, turn that off before you call me. Not taking any more Anonymous calls today. We'll be back in just a few moments, as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's here in Acushnet. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live this morning from Rochelle's Restaurant on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by. Have some breakfast. I'll be here until 9. That Seize the Deal is still available at seizethedeal.com. But I will be here until 9. You can come on by with have some breakfast, have a nice cup of coffee. And, you know, sometimes if you can't come to a place like Rochelle's and have a nice hot cup of coffee, you might go and grab one of those canned coffee products. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you go into the convenience store, they have the Starbucks ones, and there's Java Monster and all these different drinks. There are these canned coffee drinks, like these nitro brews and all that kind of stuff. And I've tried some of them. A lot of them aren't really that tasty, but some of them are pretty good. There's days when I need a good caffeine kick rather than grabbing a soda. I grab one of those coffees. And one of the companies that makes those coffee products has had to recall all of its canned coffee products that have been distributed nationwide, including into Massachusetts, due to potential Clostridium botulinum contamination. Basically, these canned Snap Chill coffees. Snap Chill LLC is the name of the company. Snap Chill coffees could, quote, lead to the growth and production of the deadly toxin botulinum toxin, which is what gives you botulism, a potentially fatal form of food poisoning that causes a wide array of symptoms, including trouble swallowing and speaking, dizziness, muscle weakness, difficulty breathing, constipation, abdominal distension, double vision, and in serious cases, death. So if you have drunk Snap Chill coffee, there's a chance that you could be at risk for any and all of those symptoms. So as of at least last Thursday, nobody had reported actually experiencing any symptoms. But because the tests came back saying that there were these high levels of the potential for botulism, they're recalling all of those coffee products. So if you have some Snap Chill in your fridge, don't drink it. If you are going to the store and you see it on the shelf, don't buy it. Let's take a quick call here. We got Skeddy calling back in. Hello, Skeddy.
Hi.
Oh, looks like you dropped off. So, sorry. There you go. All right, there you go. You're back now?
Yes, I am. I'm so sorry. I was texting. What I was going to do this morning, she just canceled on. So I was hanging up on her and I hung up on you. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. Not so the first and last time I've been hung up on.
I don't know why anybody would ever hang up on you. You're everything to me. So I do want to share my experience. Laura's aware of it because she never got a card, a birthday card. From where I live, I'm like, oh, geez, now I could go down Florence Corner Road. I'll go to the bank. I'll get some money. Because I'm like, I got a food shop anyways. I needed a few things. And I'm like, if I'm going in charge, why not buy stuff, right? So there was a man. First thing I noticed that was wrong was, one, in the parking lot, there was two cars. Each car had only one person, but they're just sitting there. And I'm like, this is weird. You know, you would think you'd be doing your business and leaving. And then the other car I saw, the third car, had its hood open, door open. So I said, oh, somebody's car is broken down. Don't know where the person is. So when I go into the kiosk area, there's this guy sitting there on, like, where you would do your deposit slips, right on. He's sitting there, and he's just banging and flailing his feet back and forth like a little boy. And I notice his gold flip-flops, and I notice him, and then I see him with his phone in his hand, and I'm like, well, first of all, the phone is facing towards the machine. And I'm like, do you have a bank card? No. Are you a Bank America customer? No. Well, then what are you doing in here? What business are you in here for? And what, you know, like, what's going on with you and your phone? What are you sitting here for? And then he said to me, are you okay? And I looked at him and I said, oh, I'm perfectly fine. Fine enough to ask you these questions. And again, I'm going to ask you one more time, because he was a foreigner. I really wasn't sure if he understood what I'm saying. Like, in other words, get out of here. You don't belong here while I'm putting my PIN number in and whatnot.
Sure.
So my card, you know, a lot of cards, and people don't realize this, the chip, you can actually scan over. You don't have to put your bank card into a lot of these things anymore, where there are the skimmers. You could just scan
I got about 30
over.
Seconds, just so you know. I got about 30 seconds before I got to go to the news.
Scan the card. The scanning wasn't working for the chip. So I said, no way. I'm smart enough not to put my card into the ATM. I called the Dartmouth police, told them about the man being there, told them about the broken down car. I told them I think the whole thing is a setup. Told them the whole thing is a scam. They called me back. They just wanted my name and my phone number. I don't know what became of that story, Tim, so you can look into it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
the same BS.
It might have been nothing, but you were smart to be vigilant.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I love you.
You have a good day. You
okay,
too.
You all too. Right.
Bye. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you there. Just I'm quick on the button when it's remote here. All right, I've got to go into the news. Phil's over there waiting for me, and it's not like the usual setup where he can see me through the studio window and he can start pointing and say, hey, it's my turn now. Shut up. So let's go into the newsroom and get all the latest headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Surgeon General says the U.S. has a public health crisis. Alex Jones' media empire is coming apart. And be prepared for busy roads this upcoming 4th of July.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Surgeon General says gun violence in the U.S. is a public health crisis and requires the collective commitment of the nation to stop it. Vivek Murthy's new advisory is the first time a Surgeon General has used the platform to decry firearm violence and the consequences it has on survivors and mental health. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will see him go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
According to unsealed court documents, Assange plans to plead guilty to a single felony count of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information. The U.S. charges were part of one of the biggest publications of classified info in history, with some of the classified and military diplomatic materials leaked, showing possible war crimes committed by American forces in Iraq. Assange has been held in a high-security prison in London for the last 5 years and should now be free to return to Australia. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The trustee in charge of Alex Jones' bankruptcy proceeding says the InfoWars media site will be shut down. Court-appointed trustee Christopher Murray says an orderly wind-down will take place, with Jones's business assets liquidated in an attempt to pay families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Jones used the platform to call the 2012 shooting that killed 26 people, including 20 first graders, a hoax, with an almost $1.5 billion judgment being placed against him, forcing bankruptcy. Dozens of protesters gathered outside the Manhattan DA's office on Monday to voice their disapproval of the dropping of charges against many who demonstrated during the Columbia University Hamilton Hall occupation. The protest was driven by a group called End Jew Hate, and they don't feel that DA Alvin Bragg has done enough to protect the Jewish community in the city. A record-breaking number of people are expected to travel for the 4th of July this year. AAA predicts nearly 71 million people will travel 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period, which runs June 29th through July 7th. That's up 5% from last year. Paula Twydale, the senior vice president of AAA Travel, says more Americans are taking extended 4th of July trips this summer thanks to the flexibility of remote work. Over 60 million people expected to travel by car, nearly 3 million more than last year. Airports could see a record-breaking number of travelers, too, with around 5.75 million people predicted to fly. AAA says this is the first year the travel period was extended to include 2 weekends.
WBSM Sports.
While the Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6 at Fenway Park, the three-game series continues tonight with a first pitch at 7:10. And for the first time in their 30-year history, the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. They won the Cup last night by beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7 on home ice.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're going to be looking at a very nice, comfortable day today. Lots of sunshine. It'll be quite warm, though, with highs reaching near 88 degrees. Breeze out of the northwest, about 6 to 12 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, quite pleasant. Just a few scattered clouds from time to time, especially later on tonight. It'll stay on the warm side, lows near 70. For tomorrow, partial sunshine. It'll become rather humid once again. There will be a threat of a late afternoon shower developing as well, with highs reaching into the upper 80s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Bill Guile on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant on North Main Street in Acushnet. And I'm going to be here until 9 a.m., so you still got some time to come on by and hang out with me. You can jump on the microphone here. You can also call in 508-996-0500. And you can send app chat messages on the WBSM app, which Dave in Westport did. He says, Fairhaven High School, free tour of the building this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, free admission. You can check the Fairhaven High School alumni website under tours for more information. And it's also, it's part of the big homecoming day fair that's happening on Saturday in Fairhaven. It'll be going on from 10 a.m. The fair itself, the whole fair, goes on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Center Street area of town. But as part of that, they're going to be having those tours of Fairhaven High School. So if you've driven by it, and, you know, the castle on the hill there, Henry Huddleston Rogers Castle on the Hill, and you've said to yourself, oh, I wish I could get in there. I wish I could see what it's like in there. You're going to have that opportunity on Saturday, 10 to noon, free admission for the Fairhaven High School tour. So you can go there and check it out yourself. I might have to go and check it out. And do you think they'll let me bring some of my paranormal equipment? Maybe if I just put like a K2 meter in my pocket, record some EVPs. I do know that there have been some students in the past who have done investigations there and had some pretty interesting results. So, I don't know. Maybe you'll have to see. 10 a.m. to noon, 10 a.m. on Saturday? I could probably get up early. That's early for me on a Saturday. That's when I catch up on all my sleep. But, yeah, maybe you'll see me over there. Lots of great stuff going on all through the course of the next couple of weeks. Pretty much every weekend, there's something happening across the South Coast. You know, I mentioned that it's Fairhaven Homecoming Day Fair on Saturday. But the next day on Sunday is the 4th Annual Full Bloom Wellness Festival in Cushman Park in Fairhaven. And by the way, you can read about both of these or hear the interviews from Town Square Sunday by going to WBSM.com. And you can check out those stories there with more details and more information. But Town Square Sunday comes your way every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. And it also exists as a podcast and as stories on the website to keep you up to date with all of the interesting things happening around the South Coast. And if you want to be a guest on Town Square Sunday, if you have an event or an organization to promote, a nonprofit, you can just email jim.phillips@townsquaremedia.com and he would be happy to have you on the program to promote it. It's a great resource, a great community tool to help get the word out about so many of the wonderful things that happen. But these nonprofits, you know, they can't afford big advertising packages. They're not putting commercials on TV and big splash full-page ads in the newspaper. So by having them come on Town Square Sunday and speaking directly to you, the WBSM audience, they can help get the word out. So if you ever, and again, if you ever have trouble with any of that and you need help, you can email me, tim@wbsm.com. And I will try and help you navigate that. But yes, a free tour of Fairhaven High School. And I've been in there. I got to go in there and talk paranormal a couple of times with some students. And I definitely feel like there's something going on there. I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. But any place like that, that there's been a lot of people who have passed through, those people all leave little bits of their energy behind. And you're gonna encounter that. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily haunted or that it's a ghost interacting with you, but it just means that there's energies that are left behind. And that's what it's fun to explore that and try to find out what the story is behind it. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, we are filling up here at Rochelle's restaurant in Acushnet, but there's still some room for you. I see a couple counter seats open. There's still a couple of tables open. There's lots of folks with big, hearty breakfasts in front of them. And when Mary called in this morning, she mentioned, you know, just how affordable everything is here at Rochelle's. And it's very hard these days. You can find a place where two people can go out and have breakfast for, you know, right around $20. I mean, I remember in the days of when I, you know, could go out for breakfast before I was cooking breakfast every day. It was, you spent a lot of money if you spent $20 for two people to go out to breakfast. You got a lot of stuff. Like, really, you spent $20 on breakfast? But these days, you know, that's nothing. These days, you walk into some places, it's $14, $15 just for, you know, bacon and eggs, home fries, toast, and coffee. But not here. Here, everything is affordable. The portions are huge. You'll be able to get a good, hearty start to your day without dropping a lot of money. Because here they know, you're going to have to eat two more times today. And so you don't have to break the bank to come out and start your day with a delicious Rochelle's meal. And they have lunch as well. So if you're not going to make it out for breakfast, you can come by and have some of their lunch options too. And those Seize the Deal certificates are also good for lunch. So they're open till 1 p.m. You can come by and get yourself a burger or a sandwich or some of the other great things they have on the menu. There was another story that I wanted to bring to your attention. Let me just switch over to this computer here. We talked about that bank scam, the sleight of hand scam. And, of course, we'll always try to keep you up to date about any scams that we hear about, because it's so easy to fall for them. We want to make sure that we keep you abreast of all of those. But another situation this past weekend with tornadoes. There was, I have some friends in New Hampshire that were sharing on social media, like, take cover, there's tornadoes. And then, of course, people are posting, well, what's the difference between a tornado warning and a tornado watch? Because they don't happen commonly around here, but they're starting to happen more and more often. And in this particular case, there was a tornado that touched down in New Hampshire over the weekend. It happened in Dublin, New Hampshire, in the area around Chestnut Hill Road. It was an EF1 tornado, so it's, you know, the least intense of all tornadoes. But it was enough to cause some serious damage to some property. And it's not the first tornado they've had in town. They had one last summer. Also an EF1. But we dealt with this in recent years, where we've had tornado warnings, we've had funnel cloud sightings, we've had water spouts, which are the same thing, it's just a tornado over the water. We've also had a lot of microbursts, which is like an inverse tornado. So don't think that because you live in this area, if there is a, you know, tornado discussion happening, whether it's a watch or a warning, don't think that we are not prone to having something happen. I mean, just a couple of years ago, I remember at midnight being down in my basement, me and the dog. It was the dog, myself, and a radio with WBSM playing, and my cell phone, as we sat down there waiting for these tornadoes that actually did touch down on Cape Cod, multiple tornadoes to pass. So it has to be something. If you have, if you are somebody who does take preparedness seriously and you have supplies in your basement for, you know, power outages, hurricanes, things like that, add tornadoes to the list. Tornadoes and earthquakes, two things that are happening with more frequency. Now, are they happening with more frequency is a question, you know. A lot of folks say, well, based on the seismological activity, we have earthquakes all the time. The difference is now everybody jumps on social media when they have one and says, did you just feel that? Whereas before, it might be you and a couple of other people that feel it and you don't think to mention it to somebody else. So the data shows that we've had them, but the conversation has intensified in recent years. And of course, you still have people who say, someday we're going to get hit with the big one. But those are probably also the people that that don't believe South Coast Rail is coming either. And we know that that's happening, albeit much, much later than originally planned. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant on North Main Street in Acushnet. And we'll be right back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live this morning from Rochelle's Restaurant on North Main Street in Acushnet. We are just about ready to wrap things up. We've got about 10 minutes left, but I'll be here for a little bit afterwards. If you want to come on by and say hi and hang out, we can have some coffee and we can have a discussion. And, of course, you can get a great deal right now at seizethedeal.com. I just took a look. We still have some certificates remaining, some of our $50 for just $25 deal to Rochelle's, and we're probably about 75% sold. So if you want to get that deal, get to seizethedeal.com right now and get it before it is gone. We have a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you are a Target shopper, I just want to let you know that Target is making a change to its self-checkout policy. This past weekend, Target stores across Massachusetts as well as nationwide have implemented new self-checkout lanes. They will now be express lanes only, meaning customers who would like to use self-checkout are limited to 10 items or less. Any customers with more than 10 items must use the regular checkout lanes with a Target associate, which I find to be a fascinating approach to this and something that I think will help with some of those backups that happen at self-checkout. Because remember, we were talking earlier this week about the problems, or maybe it was last week, but we were talking about the problems at the Target, at the Walmart in Fairhaven, where they had half their self-checkout lanes were down. And the people who were using the ones that were open, you know, they're trying to scan things and they can't scan things. And I made that joke about maybe you shouldn't have people who aren't trained to scan items at a register be the ones scanning the items at the register. And apparently Target must have had the same thought because, you know, they're trying to limit now how many items you bring to the self-checkout. So 10 items or less at the Target self-checkout now. I like this process. I like this idea. I mean, as somebody who usually has 10 items or less when I go into the store, I think that's a huge help. It was piloted at more than 200 Target locations, which reported that the automated lanes move twice as fast when limiting the amount of items allowed through. Well, that makes sense. Interesting little bit of information, too, from a LendingTree survey that's cited, in this story. A survey of 2,000 U.S. customers in 2023, 15% of self-checkout users purposely stole goods, while 44% of self-checkout thieves said they would do it again. I mean, I think we might have all accidentally, like, forgotten to scan something before. I mean, I had that happen just a couple weeks ago. I tried to do that thing where you're buying multiple of one thing, and I tried to go beep, 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 scan the same one like three or four times, and it got hung up, and I bought four of something, and it only rang it up three times. And when I checked the receipt afterwards, I said, oh, hold on, I had to make the person behind me wait, but then I scanned that one can again. Because I'm not going up to the person that's going to stop you at the door and risk getting stopped and having them think that I tried to steal something when I just am an idiot that thought that I was outsmarting the system and, oh, well, I don't have to scan each item. I can just scan this one four times. Ah. But it happens more often than not. But that's unintentional. This is talking about 15% of self-checkout users purposely stole goods. And if you're the store, that's a concerning number. Especially the other part where it says 44% said they would do it again. So you can imagine 44% of those people, you can just imagine how much those thefts add up for the stores. But now Target limiting self-checkout. It is now in place. 10 items or less at self-checkout. Any more than that, you are going through the line with the Target lady from SNL. So just know that she is there waiting to ring you up. And she's going to get very excited for every item that you buy. All right, we've got to take our final break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant, North Main Street in Acushnet. And welcome back. And we are wrapping up our broadcast this morning from Rochelle's Restaurant in Acushnet. And we still have some Seize the Deals available for you at seizethedeal.com. Oh, they're bringing out some breakfast for me right now. Oh, my God, what is that? The sweet hole-in-one with ham. This is incredible. Wow. Everybody's looking at me now. Everybody's looking at me. They're saying, this guy's going to eat all that? I am going to put a photo up at the WBSM.com Instagram account and on Facebook story. So make sure you check that out. This thing is beautiful. I cannot wait to show you what it looks like, and I can't wait to dig in. Thank you very much, Lisa. And if you want to come by and try it for yourself, you can do that. In fact, maybe you can get a couple bites of mine because, oh, my God, they have the best home fries here, too. They're so good. Anyway, make sure you jump on that deal right now while there's still some left at seizethedeal.com. Get $50 in gift certificates to Rochelle's for just $25, and it's two $25 certificates, so you get to come here twice and have breakfast or lunch. And as I said, $25 goes a long way here. So two people are going to be able to eat for that. And, of course, you know, you'll be able to come here twice and have that. So stay tuned. We've got Chris McCarthy coming up with South Coast Now. And I'll be back in the studio with you tomorrow morning, although I will be a few pounds heavier after having the sweet hole-in-one. And I think you will see the you will see, as we do more and more of these, as we go out and we have these, you know, people come up to me and they say, oh, Tim, you look so good. You've lost so much weight. I might be reversing some of that with some of these breakfasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.